7 FM. I'm Keisha Frost, and you're listening to Good News Santa Cruz. Good News Santa Cruz airs every Thursday from 3:30 p.m. until 4 p.m. We bring you people who are finding real ways to improve the quality of life for all of us on the Central Coast. We're here to share ideas, successes, and strategies to connect across issues and achieve real systems change. This week is National Health Center Week, and I'm excited to have our local health centers here with us today. Today's guests include Mila Shank, Chief of Behavioral Health with our Santa Cruz Community Health Centers, Dr. Tyler Evans, Interim Chief Medical Officer with Santa Cruz County Health Services, and Dr. Devin Francis, Director of Pediatrics with Salud para la Gente. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Mila, let's start with you. If you can give us maybe a few seconds, 30 seconds, and tell us a little bit about your organization.
Thank you. Santa Cruz Community Health Centers has a long history. The Women's Health Center is 40 years old, and we have recently expanded in the last 5 years to the East Cliff Family Health Center. So we now have two clinics serving 12,000 patients. We provide integrated behavioral health. We provide outreach and enrollment support, chiropractic, acupuncture, and of course, the all-important primary care.
Oh, wow. Great. And Dr. Tyler Evans, how about you?
Right. So we represent the health services agency or the health department. And so we sort of have the dual distinction of having a federally qualified health center in FQHC where we're seeing nearly 17,000 patients in primary care, keeping folks healthy, and in addition to our sort of responsibility of being a health department as well.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And Dr. Devin Francis.
Hi, thanks for having me. We're also a federally qualified health center, which means that we are mandated and regulated and funded. It's also our mission to provide health care for patients regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. We see over 27,000 patients a year in the Watsonville area and Pajaro Valley area. We provide medical care, behavioral health, dental, optometry, chiropractic, lactation, and we've been around for 40 years now.
All right, Santa Cruz, your health centers are covering it all. So as we said earlier, it's National Health Center Week. So can someone tell us a little bit about that? What does that mean? What's happening this week?
Well, I think it's really important to recognize the role of our community health centers and how we are involved with the community. Yesterday, we had a special food distribution event to celebrate, and food distribution is one of the areas we've expanded to, trying to address the social determinants of health and making healthy food available to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so important to really sort of underscore, the great achievements that health centers are working on, on a daily basis, really trying to sort of improve the population health, particularly those that are, a little bit more vulnerable. And we really want to focus not just on sort of clinical care, but health promotion and prevention as well.
And what does it mean to you? It's Salud para la Gente, Devin.
I think what it means for us is giving a chance to highlight the patients that we serve. It's often a population that may be overlooked. In our clinic, over 90% of our patients come from the Latinx community. More than three quarters are non-English speakers. More than 90% are living at or below 200% of the poverty level. So this is a very high-risk population. And it's an honor to serve them, and I think it's an honor to have a week to celebrate the people that we serve.
Awesome. We're glad to celebrate this great opportunity with our community. You know, I was talking to Mila and Tyler a little bit before we got on the air, just to learn a little bit about behavioral health and complex care, a lot of comprehensive health models that are going around. And so, Tyler, would you like to tell us a little bit about behavioral health and what's happening in your department?
Sure, yeah. So we have a really, really progressive impressive integrated behavioral health component, where essentially we have an opportunity for the primary care providers and the behavioral health specialists, including psychiatrists, to really sort of not just be co-located, but really sort of work on population health together in an integrated way, where we're doing sort of warm handoffs and sort of case conferences and really kind of checking in on, you know, the folks that need a little bit more sort of attention or help. And so what I've really found, I actually migrated from Southern California not too long ago, and I found that, you know, Northern California, especially Santa Cruz, does a really impressive job when it comes to behavioral health, and particularly integrated behavioral health.
Oh, all right. Mila, anything you'd like to add?
Well, I think one of the points that I like to make is that depression is our number one diagnosis in our clinics. So it really isn't something separate or aside from. It is truly part of whole person care. It's truly part of the patient-centered model to be addressing these kinds of issues. And I concur with Tyler that the idea of being integrated, having care teams, having patients feel comfortable that their needs are going to be met and that the team is working together to help them achieve their goals is really important.
Dr. Francis, with this the complex care and how Santa Cruz County is addressing this, I know you mentioned your comprehensive health home model at Salud. Would you like to tell us a little more about that model?
Sure. So our mission at our clinic is to provide high quality, comprehensive, cost-effective health care that's responsive to the needs of our community. And so first and foremost, we're a clinic, and we really pride ourselves on providing evidence-based care, providing the top-notch primary care that our patients deserve. And what we also understand that's already been alluded to by the other guests is that health is much more than what happens within sort of the four walls of a traditional clinic. My 15 minutes with a patient is only such a small part of their health. And so at Salud, what we have tried to do is expand our concept of a medical home or a health home. We're at the center, we have the patient and the doctor and their medical care, but then we expand that, and that's where we have our integrated behavioral health. That's where we have lactation integrated with pediatrics and obstetrics, where we have parent educators working alongside pediatricians doing developmental screening and providing parent education. We have oral health coaches working with pediatricians. So we try to integrate all of those pieces of health. And then we take another step even further and look at what are the larger issues within society that affect our patients' health. The American Academy of Pediatrics, which is my governing body as a pediatrician, has clearly come out and said things like poverty, things like racism, things like immigration policies, these affect people's health. And so at Salud, you know, we try to look at that as well. If we're looking through the lens of caring for low-income immigrant population, how do we take those into account as well?
What an amazing approach to look at the person and their entirety. And you all mentioned social determinants of health to talk about how you address issues. And I just find that this way just seems to be more comprehensive, and you have your pediatrician. I can imagine some local community nonprofits being a part of this as well. If you have pediatrics, I can only imagine maybe Second Harvest Food Bank or others coming into play. And so I just want to remind everyone that you are listening to KSQD, and this is your host, Keisha Frost. And I am here celebrating National Health Centers Week with three extraordinary leaders in our community. Mila Shank, who is our Chief of Behavioral Health at Santa Cruz County Health Services. Dr. Taylor Evans, Interim Chief Medical Officer with our Health Services Agency here in our county. And Dr. Devin Francis, Director of Pediatrics with Salud para la Gente, which is located in South County in Watsonville. So let's talk a little bit about your programs. We learned about National Health Centers Week and got a broad understanding of what it means. Let's talk a little bit about some of the actual programs that are taking place. Tyler, I know you mentioned a few, like street medicine, migrant health, HIV care, transbinary care. Can you spend a few moments telling us a little bit about each of those programs?
I sure can. So I just wanted to sort of get back to the important sort of question of social determinants of health. You know, that's something that, you know, that in a number of community health settings, this is really what we're sort of focusing on, right? Really, I mean, what does that mean? Social determinants of health. Okay, so what we're really looking at are the root causes of disease, right? Mm-hmm. So what does that actually mean? You know, folks, you know, may be afflicted by disease in certain ways. They're at risk, you know, based upon, you know, basic demographics, what side of the freeway they may be sort of, you know, growing up on, what side of the border, whether that's a city or a county or a nation. All of these matter, and it puts people at risk of disease or health disparities, and it's something that we want to address. In terms of, you know, what we're sort of doing or what sort of populations we're specifically sort of targeting, you know, homeless care is something that we, I think we do a really sort of excellent job, you know, kind of focusing on. And we don't want to, you know, we want to focus on sort of, you know, reduction of those disparities, but we really want to, we treat these patients as if they're, you know, just sort of regular folks. And, you know, they come in to our center and, you know, the nurses, the providers that are there, the social workers, the integrated behavioral health team, you know, they all treat these people with dignity and respect. And, you know, in doing so, we were able to really sort of, you know, reduce risk. We reduce harm, essentially. You know, a lot of folks kind of equate this certain sort of population with, you know, certain sort of habits they may be sort of employing. And, you know, that's not really our goal. Our goal is to keep them healthy and keep them protected, because everybody has a right to healthcare. You know, in terms of trans care, that's something that we are very passionate about, transgender care, gender non-binary folks, which essentially means that they don't identify as either male or female. You know, they, another vulnerable population, something very important to sort of focus on, you know, kind of supporting their needs. HIV care, we are forming a task force, a stakeholder sort of meeting in the county to identify their needs and sort of promote health, and not just sort of management of HIV, but also prevention as well. Many people listening to the show are very familiar with the concept of PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis, so it's something that we really sort of want to push as well. And then finally, street medicine. That's something that it's a concept that we're developing, and essentially it's meeting folks where they're at. You know, we understand that, you know, healthcare, the four sort of walls is not really a concept that really works for everybody. So we want to meet them where they're at. Let's make it as easy as possible. So we want to take, you know, vans out to the community, pedestrians sort of access as well. You know, provide, you know, primary care, provide sort of behavioral health, provide medication-assisted treatment. That's a treatment for substance abuse, something that's very effective. And let's talk to them. Let's meet them where they're at. And let's, you know, help them achieve, you know, ultimately, you know, their goals of population health.
Thank you. So HSA, street medicine program, migrant health program, HIV care program, transgender, non-binary care, a lot of great programs and initiatives happening here in our county, thanks to our health services agency. Mila and Devin, we were starting to talk about prevention. Tyler alluded to prevention, and that seems to be where we are when it comes to our approach in health and addressing barriers. So, Mila, you were talking to us a little bit about maternal depression. Can you speak to that program and what you're doing?
Yeah, it's really an exciting time in California. We've had some assembly bills passed that are allowing us to provide screening and treatment for maternal depression for populations who may not have been able to access it in the past, and also recognizing that families need support throughout the process of raising their children. So looking at community partnerships with school districts, we work very closely with the Live Oak School District, developing community care teams and cradle to career programs. And then we also recently, ourselves and Salud, participated in the Healthy Steps training, which is meant to address early childhood, so 0 to 3 or 0 to 5, and that integrates within the well child care check. So there's a way in which we will be able to capture parents who are coming in, maybe to take care of their babies, and at the same time be asking how they're doing. How are things for them? Are they experiencing depression? Do they need other types of support? Do they need lactation counseling? Is transportation an issue? Are there siblings in the house? So all these kinds of things that we might not be able to get at in a different setting, we'll be able to come through